God a round of applause. It's a joy to be in the house of the Lord. And I must thank Pastor Paul for permitting me to share his pulpit. And the believers, the elders, and the ministers of the church here. Right, I'm happy to be in fellowship with you. Amen?
Amen.
It's a joy to be a Christian. I've served the Lord since I was a teenager. And now I'm in the 70s. The Lord spared my life, July coming. I'll be 77. You know what's 77? Well, I know when you play cards and so you got double, and they call it dice, double, but that's not the double I'm talking about. This is years. And I must thank the Lord for his keeping power upon my life. You know, there's a lot of things the devil tried to work in your body, but the word of God said you must resist the devil.
Yes.
And he will flee from us. Amen. And I'm trusting the Lord even now for my health, because I'm here primarily to look after a certain part of my health. But God is with me, and I'm thankful for him and where he has brought me.
Praise God.
Amen?
Amen.
Nevertheless, today I want to share with you from a simple topic. And if you notice the songs that were sung, I didn't know the first one, but the second one, I requested that one, Look to the Lamb of God. Because I saw it in one of the hymn books that you have here, and it attracted me. And so, we're going to look at John chapter 1, and verse number, and my name's Emil, E-M-I-L-E. A lot of people, they call me Emilia, can you give me your name and so forth? I don't mind, I respond to it. But then when I go in, I say, here, it's a male, not a female. The female got a Y. Alright? So I'd like to read one or two verses for you. From John chapter 1, I'm going to start from verse number 26. John chapter 1, St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water. But there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who cometh after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Verse number 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, look. The word behold, look.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Glory to God.
I'm going to stop there because that is what the theme is. The Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God. The glare, that light, just push it under, please. The car light. Yeah. Ah, still that. See it? The light hit. Anyhow. If you can, just put a little paper or something on there. The reflection from the car screen. It's hitting me straight in. Yeah. So that little hole there, and just double. Okay. As you're all aware, man came into this world. God created us in his own image and in his own likeness. We're all aware of that. Adam and Eve, our foreparents, came into this world. God gave them certain instruction, but they failed to obey the word of God. And because of that disobedience, the word of God tells us that sin reigned throughout the universe. For as one man sinned, and everybody came under that condemnation. We thank God that when Jesus Christ came upon the scene, He came to bring us and give us that hope of redemption. Amen? Noah, after the flood, Noah offered sacrifice to God, which was acceptable to God. Abraham was one who offered also sacrifice to God. And now Abraham being one, we have children all of Abraham, right? That seed. If you remember Abraham, his wife Sarah, he's an old man, she's an old woman. And they couldn't produce. But God had promised Abraham that He will give him a son.
Yes.
Sarah tried to speed up the process.
Yeah.
And she said, hereby, you know Guyanese term or American term, you know, we both old in age.
Mm-hmm.
I made her up already. We ain't got no joy in enjoying a relationship. Why you don't see if the maid, hey God, can help you? And that's a big, big mistake.
Yes.
And we find it even happening today in a world where husbands and wives, and then the husband may go out or the wife may go out, and then it causes the more confusion. God knows why.
That's right.
He wants you not to get involved in a relationship or offspring. Amen?
Amen.
And so, he went, and that caused a big problem. There's a problem even we have today in the world.
Yes.
With the Jews and the Arabs. Because Ishmael came upon the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people in the Middle East.
All right.
And they want to destroy God's children. The Israelites. You read in and you know what is taking place, right? Only the other day they had a big confusion there. And you know, my sister said something. I was looking at the news last night. With Trump in one of the states there, they say, man, you turn apathy. And I said, I look at the box, you know, that's never refreshing. You know? It's just one thing over and over and over and over. Then today I pick up the papers this morning. Josh brought the papers of the Chronicle and the Caribbean News, and this was so distasteful to read. Sudden murder, kidnapping, all sorts of things are taking place. All because of sin.
Yes.
But God wants man to honor and to serve Him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, amen.
And so when God called Abraham, you remember if you read the book of Genesis chapter 12, and you go chapter 15, God called Abraham and He said, here, I want you to leave your father, your mother, leave your household, and go to a land that I will show you of. Abraham obeyed. He believed God. Do we trust God when He tells us something to do? Or do we question Him? Abraham did not know where he was going. But by faith, he believed and he obeyed and he went. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we need to obey.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what He says, we do, let us do it by faith. Amen? There's a lot of definition for faith. But I saw something this morning where a writer was saying they went to a certain place. And they went to the balcony. It was mist. Right? Like something happened this morning when I opened the window. Not open. I peeked through the window. I saw the place very misty. Cloudy. I said, wow, this is going to be a very cold day. Right? But then it started to change. And that's exactly what happened. You cannot see ahead of you. But when the sun rises, the mist dries away. And then you can see the beauty of the land, the vegetation, and everything before you. And maybe that's what God wants us to do. We must exercise faith where we do not see, but we believe that it will happen.
Yeah.
And once you believe, it will take place.
Glory to God.
Today I want to share with you 5 areas. Let me just read them up to you. As I sat down and meditated upon the goodness of God, and what he wants me to share today, there are 5 areas that I want to talk about. First of all, the Lamb prophesied. The Lamb prophesied. Secondly, the Lamb crucified.
Yeah.
Thirdly, the Lamb. The third, just a minute. I'm jumping the gun. Prophesied, crucified. Then we have. Anyhow, I get it. The Lamb crowned. The Lamb judging. I missed one on the sheet. Anyhow, I get it. Alright? Oh, the Lamb typified. That's the second one. The Lamb prophesied. The Lamb typified. The Lamb crucified. Amen? The Lamb crowned. The Lamb judging. Now, first of all, if you go to Genesis chapter 22, you will see there we have an account where God called the same man Abraham, whom he made that promise to, about a son. Sarah brought forth Isaac in her old age. Abraham was 99, 100 years old when Isaac came into being. Can you imagine that? And you know, if you read the scripture further on, Pastor, you know Abraham had 6 other sons? 6 other children? Yeah. This means God gave Abraham that extra energy. Wow. Over 100 produced 6 more. I hope you don't have men like that in the United States. It's hard to even maintain one much more to get another 6. God called Abraham. And if you look at the scripture, can you?
Yeah, sure.
Genesis chapter 22. I brought my iPad, but I said this might be a little too slow. And we got it. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did prove Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, here am I. And he said, take not thy son, thine only son whom thou lovest. Now know that. He had one before whose name was Ishmael. But Ishmael was not the son that God had promised Sarah and Abraham. Isaac was the promised child. I want you to get that clear, right? He was the son of the bondwoman. Alright? The bondwoman. And so you can't get equal rights. You can't inherit the inheritance. Right? The bondwoman's son with the natural son, if you want to put it that way. Alright? So all those who get sons and daughters outside of marriage, watch it. It's not the right thing and it's not the best thing. Whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering. Now let me read the translation here that you have. This is what version?
King James Version.
King James, all right, let me read this. Okay, go ahead, next one. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took 2 of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleared the wood for a burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Next verse. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto this young man, Abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. Now Abraham knew very well he had the lamb. He had the sacrifice to make. But he made because God gave him that promise. He had that assurance that God will supply the sacrifice. The lamb for the sacrifice. And let's continue. Here on. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife and went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
Hallelujah.
And he came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand. Now imagine, Isaac had to be a boy. He was over 16 years old. He had to be over. Alright? A baby boy. Any one of you young men will allow your father. Come on, who's the strongest young man in here? One in the back there. Okay, good. If your dad, you're going to say, God, I got to tie you up. I got to put you on this altar. And I got to make your sacrifice unto God. What would you do? And the other way around. If this is the only child that you have, Dad, and God tells you to take this child and offer him up as a sacrifice, what will you do? Will you obey God? Will you question him?
Yeah.
But Lord, you promised me this son. You promised me that the stars and the heaven and everything. Show this guy. How come I'm going to kill him? Abraham obeyed God.
Yes.
And this is wonderful. And let's continue. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. By faith, he obeyed God. He believed God. He trusted God. And God came true for him. We too must exercise that faith in God. Amen? He prophesied that Yahweh, Jehovah, Jireh, God has promised to provide for you and I. Let us put our hope, let us put our trust in Him. He will never fail us.
Hallelujah.
He will never leave us.
Hallelujah.
Jesus came a type of which you'll see later on as we go along. The Lamb typified a type. You know, Genesis chapter 12. Sorry, Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter
12.
Verse 1. Let's look at just two verses for time's sake, right? Verses 5 and 6.
Can I get it?
You know the story so well. Where Israel, because of a famine, you know Joseph's story? Joseph went, sold a slave into Egypt by his brothers. And God called this man Joseph to be a great man. You know that? Pastor, you know, I'm very, I don't wear suit when you're any preaching. So if you excuse me, believers. Because I am actually wet right now. Yes, me too hot. Thank you very much. You know, I envy a lot of people who wear the suit and have it on, you know, but I like to be cool. Well, back home, the place is very hot. And I feel very warm in here. The AC is not working, right? Oh, that's why. Wow. Excuse me, right? I hope you understand. I came from the tropics and the cold now tying off. And heat not coming on. But this is a different kind of heat, but back in my country. Am I not right, Pastor Paul? The heat here not different?
Somewhat.
Anyhow, in the book of Exodus, you remember God, the Israelites went down. They're in bondage for 430 years. Right? Another Pharaoh came into being who knew not that Joseph, who was the prime minister of Egypt. And Israel, they expanded, they grew, and it became a great nation. And so, cut a long story short, a man by the name of Moses came into being, who was hit by his mother for 3 months. Then he came, his mother had to loose him out in the basket there, down the river. And Pharaoh's daughter saw it. Send the maid, got a basket, saw this little baby, and he grew up in the palace.
Alright.
It's not a long story, I don't cut. Sunday school children know all about that. Alright? Cutting a long story short. But Moses came into being.
Hallelujah.
He killed the man, and he had to run. But God called him back. Alright? To be the deliverer of the children of Israel.
Praise God.
And God said, here, you go back to that Pharaoh. Because I'm going to deliver my people out of the hand of Pharaoh and out of bondage. Sometimes we are in bondage too.
Yeah.
Of self, the devil, and the things of the world. We allow the world and the things of the world to have us bound. But we thank God that Jesus Christ came. And he came to set us free.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Moses was the deliverer. And God told Moses, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And plague upon plague came upon him. First of all, the water turned to blood. Then the things like lice, frogs. The 9 plagues, first of all. But the final plague would have been the death of the firstborn of every child and beast of the field. So, we can read from verse 5. Your land, God told Aaron and Moses, you read a little before, that they must select a lamb. 1 year old, whether it be from the sheep or the goat. It must be without blemish.
Yeah.
You can't bring anything God with a broke foot.
All right.
Okay. Or one eye. Or battered something. You know, sometimes that's what we want to give God. We want to give God something what we don't want. The leftover.
All right.
But God wants the best.
Yeah.
The Bible said your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. Next verse, please. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Let's go to the other verse.
Oh, hold on.
Verse 7? Wait, you get it?
I'm getting it.
Oh. And you shall keep it until the 14th. And they shall take it of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs, and they shall eat it. Now, God gave them what is the requirement. A lamb without blemish, spotless, of the first year. It means it had to be a young lamb. And God is calling young people who got vigor and vitality to serve Him. He wants you to be in the kingdom of God, to grow and to learn and to evangelize and to go out and win others for Him.
Yeah.
Young people, young men are strong. God wants strong people. And you young men, you got to take up the mantle and fight the battle. You don't carry old men to the battlefield, do they? Come on. In the military, anybody a soldier or so? God, what age do you take them from?
From 18.
18. And how old is the oldest?
37.
37, you see? Anything up to 37, you got to stay home. All right? Young man, God needs you. So the lamb had to be a tender one. But this is the point I want to make. The lamb is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Amen. That is to be slain. This Passover lamb, God told His people to slay that lamb, put the blood in the basin, and sprinkle that blood on the doorpost and the lintel.
Hallelujah.
And if the family is too small, invite your neighbor to come over and to eat. It must be roasted and it must be eaten with unleavened bread. Nothing must be left over if you read the scripture. Alright? Nothing. You can't put it for tomorrow. And He also told the guard of your loin, put on your shoes and get ready to move. For the destroying angel is to be passing through that night. And when I see the blood,
hallelujah,
I will pass over you.
Yeah.
Is the blood applied over your life? You know, we're talking about the coming of the Lord is near. Isn't that so? Yeah, we see the signs of the time. Men are traveling to and fro, Daniel told us. Knowledge shall increase. I see my little grandson. The boy got a little iPad and by swiping this thing. I'm poor, big me, pastor. You people buy a phone from your iPhone, and I can't use your phone yet. lived by 20 months old and decided switching from one thing to the next. One thing to the next. Knowledge shall increase. Aren't you singing today?
Amen.
Crying on every hand. Problems elsewhere. But the only set of people that will be delivered and saved are those where the blood has been applied.
Amen.
Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 7 reminds us that Christ, the sacrifice, the Passover, was sacrificed for us. He was the Passover Lamb. Jesus Christ, one that many sin rejecting today. But He is the one who will be delivering you out of the kingdom of darkness into His marvelous light. The third thing I want you to understand is this. The Lamb crucified. In the book of Isaiah chapter 53, you know, Isaiah began by saying, who shall believe our report? Whose report will you believe? Many are saying that you evolve. Many are saying you become from a monkey. At least I didn't. I was born.
Hallelujah.
I was created in God's image. And you were created in God's image and in God's likeness. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah!
The joy, man! No matter how you look, you're reflecting God's image on this earth.
Amen.
Do you realize that?
Amen.
You are a reflection of God on earth. So don't let anybody laugh at you and call you a certain name. Isaiah chapter 53. Now go down to verse number 4, 3 or 4 there. I want to skip a little. Verse 3. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrow, acquaintance with grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet, it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that he weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God. A punishment for his own sin. Look at this verse. But he was pierced or wounded for our rebellion. Crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. The other verse said, all we like sheep, all of us like sheep, have gone or strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all.
Yes.
Jesus Christ bore our sin. He took all your sins, past, present, and future. But we ought not to sin. Note that. Because the seed that is in you, you ought not to sin. If you read the Epistle of John. Because that seed is in you. Sometimes when you do something, the Holy Spirit will tell you that you're going the wrong way, that you're doing the wrong thing. But sometimes we are too stubborn and stiff-necked that we don't want to obey the Spirit, we want to obey the flesh. And when we do that, we end up in trouble. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Parents will tell the young children, don't do this, don't go in that direction. But they say, but mommy and daddy, that was in your time. Your time is not my time. Huh? Your time is an old-fashioned time. This is modern days. Don't listen to stiff neck. Yeah? What you got the saints? Wood? What is it talking about? Stick broken ears? Hard is. Men vem det rör det från? Det kommer vara. Daddy. Mommy. I don't know. But, you seem to really tell you? Really want to hear?
Right.
The point where you're getting at. Jesus is the one who was crucified.
Hallelujah.
You and I should have been the one who should have been paying the price for our own sin. We should have been the one who should have been crucified. But we were not worthy because we were sinners. God required one who was sinless. And the only one who could have paid the price for man's sin was his son. And so Jesus Christ said, Father, give me a body. Came down in the form of human flesh. And you all know what happened. When we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he came as a babe, as a human being. Right? Because as God, he could not have died.
No.
Amen? Could not have died.
Amen.
So he came, and he took all our sins, all our burdens, and he bore them in his own body.
Hallelujah.
On the cross.
Praise God.
Amen?
Amen.
Even when he stood before Herod and Pilate, Pilate said, I found no fault in him. When he was being accused. Amen? If you go to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. Let me quickly find that. Get some here.
Okay.
Read something for you. Is there? Oh, not yet. Matthew 27, verse number 45. Hear what it says. Now, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man called for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge filled with sour wine and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. Verse 50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to the bottom. Now, this is wonderful for the child of God.
Hallelujah.
Before it took the high priest who had to offer a sacrifice for himself and then for the people before he could have entered. And you know, they have to tie his foot because if he fell down dead, there, they have to, nobody could have gone in there.
Right.
They have to pull him out. Thank God, believers, you and I got this great privilege.
Yes, amen.
That we can now come boldly to the throne of grace. We can enter in the presence of Almighty God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you want to go and see President Trump, you know what's red tape you got to go through? You know, Mr. Red Tape? And then you got to wait maybe once. Sometimes you have to see a doctor now. Huh? You got to make an appointment. And then they give you something 2 months from now. 3 months from now because you're filled up. You know what I'm talking about. But you and I have that privilege now.
Hallelujah.
That we can go to God. Because the veil of the temple made it possible for man to come.
Praise God.
But we've got to come to God in simple, humble faith.
Yeah.
Without sin. Right? Jesus Christ had no sin. neither was there any guile found in his mouth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I know as we read down the scripture, listen to this. Let me just read this for what it's worth. Right? Go back to verse 51. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two, from top to the bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who were fallen asleep were raised. Hallelujah. We also, if we pop, I'm not looking for the undertaker. Possible, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I am looking for the apotheker.
Yes.
I am looking for the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Because I believe that the coming of the Lord is near.
Hallelujah.
And I got to draw close to him. And you need to draw close to him, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Right? Heaven and earth will pass away. And all that we have will just vanish. For whatsoever is for Christ will last.
Amen.
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 And this is wonderful. And coming out of the graves, verse 53, after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So let the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God."
Amen. He was.
Do you believe that he is the Son of God?
Amen.
When you read all the things that he has done, healing the sick, lepers cleansed, blind eyes opened, deaf people heard, dead raised again. You, he touched and brought out of the kingdom of darkness.
Hallelujah.
Into his marvelous light. Isn't it time to rejoice?
Amen.
And give him thanks?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Right? When you look at your friends sometimes, I look at some of my friends who grew up with me and see what Satan has done to their lives. Battered them. Some are alcoholic. One man told me, "Why get sober when you got to get drunk again?" Huh? He's always, and he mashed up, and still keep going with the liquor, going with the liquor. Cigarette and tobacco and these kind of things are destroying people's lives. The child of God, oh boy, all we need to do is live to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let me listen on. So, Jesus paid the price.
Hallelujah.
On Calvary.
Yes.
For you. He was crucified. He knew no sin. Yet, he paid the price.
Glory.
That we might be set free. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The fourth thing is the lamb crown. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. Hebrews chapter 2. Verses 6 through 9. We see here where Jesus Christ was crowned. I want to read those two verses for you. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 6. I'm trying to save some time.
Really?
Pardon? It's on the screen. Okay. For in one place, the scripture says, "What are mere mortals that you should think about them? Or a son of man that you should care for him? Yet for a little while, you made them a little lower than the angel, and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them authority over all things." Now, when it says all things, it means nothing is left out. "But we have not yet seen all things put under their authority." That's worse.
Oh, sorry.
What do we see is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angel.
Hallelujah.
And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone.
Hallelujah.
He tasted death for you.
Yes.
He tasted death for me.
Amen.
And because he tasted death for you and I, God has crowned him with glory and honor. Amen. He's now seated at his right hand, making intercession for you and for me. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, sometimes when you think you jump for joy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is glorified. Alright? Yes. He was crucified. He was buried. But he thanked God he rose triumphant from the grave. And he's now seated at his Father's right hand, making intercession for us. Jesus tasted death for us all. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Is that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
With his stripes, those lashes on his back, the nail print in his hand, the spear that pierced his side, the crown of thorns on his forehead, blood gushed down, as the songwriter said, see from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love. Do you see sorrow and love? Or you see blood? Blood gushing down. But it is because of his love for us. For as John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
We got to thank God for that life he's given unto us. Believers, don't let the enemy or anybody turn your heart and mind away. Right? Things may not come your way. Things may get, you know, we are still in the world. So ups and downs, trials and testings will come. But once you put your trust and faith in God,
Hallelujah.
He will see you through.
Yeah.
The final thing I want to share with you is the Lamb judging.
All right.
Judging. Revelation chapter 5, chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Verses number 15 and 17. Revelation chapter 6.
I'm getting it.
Here it is. And the king of the earth, great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountain and rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. You see that? People don't hide. They don't run into caves. Who are they hiding from? You see it? From the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who is able to stand? Jesus the Lamb. He will be the judge of us all. You recognize that? The the slain. If you don't accept and acknowledge him in your heart and in your life as your Savior, he will come to be your judge. Amen. Go to Revelation 20. Verse 11. Revelation chapter 20. I hope you're following, right? Okay. All right, verse 11. Revelation 20, 11. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were open. Now, don't forget it. God is recording. I did bookkeeping. Right?
All right.
A little accounting. I know about that. Debits and credits and so forth. Balancing, balance sheet. Trial balance. Huh? Okay? Everything you got to record. If you slip out one thing, you're in trouble. God has a book also.
Hallelujah.
Those of you who know a computer, you get computer literate here, these wizards. Huh? You know how to get in and get out. Right? And to store. Alright? Isn't that so? For years. And then you can extract, you pull up. God also got the book. He got your master computer upstairs there. That everything has been stored from the day you were born. All right. Watch it. Okay, let's continue reading. Here am I? Verse 12 again, huh? Verse 12, is it? Yeah. Verse 11.
It's on the screen.
Which one? Oh, I skipped. Sorry. Page.
It's on the screen.
It's on the screen?
Yeah.
All right. Verse 12. And he saw the dead, both small and great, standing before God's throne. And the books were open, including the book of life.
Yeah.
And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
Books, hallelujah.
The Lamb will be the judge. When those books are open, everything that you and I did on this earth will be recorded. And just how you can read that on the screen, I believe you can see a big screen. You can see yourself and everything on it. Next verse, please. The sea gave up the dead. You know, some people say here, when the dead came up in the Atlantic, the Pacific, in a lead casket and threw me down there. Nobody can find me. Thousands of feet deep, miles down, and done with. And the grave gave up their dead. And all were judged according to their deeds.
Yeah.
Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Alright, let's go. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Isn't that sad? Is your name recorded in the Lamb's book of life? Do you guarantee that? Are you sure that your name is being recorded? I trust and pray that it will. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. We're going to come to the conclusion.
13
and 14. Wrap up what you've already said. Hear what it says. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. 13.
I'm getting it.
Go back to 13, please. Go. That's the whole story. now is a final conclusion. Fear God. Obey His commands. For this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything we do, including the secret things, whether good or bad. So we can't hide from God. In the dark, it's like daylight to Him. Amen. Then you looking for one of the brothers to do one of your shady deeds. You got to look up. You look around, you see nobody. But if you look up, somebody is looking and recording. And he'll be judging you. I trust and pray that we all will ensure that our names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our name is there because we have put our trust and our faith in the crucified one, in the Lamb that was slain, in the Lamb that took our place on the cross. The price that we should have paid, He paid for us, that we could be set free and prepare a place for us to be with Him in glory. May God bless you. Let us pray.
Amen. In Jesus' name, Lord.
Enter my heart.